you guys are looking for some performance-driven nutrition, hit up Access Lab for some premium quality CBD. I know what you're thinking.
I don't want any food coloring.
Food coloring. I don't want it to be organic. I'm actually glad you brought that up. It is organic. They even give you options. They have cream. They have capsules, man. They have actual drinks, pina colada. And I'm going to say by far my favorite is the gummies. But don't take my word for it. Guys, go over there and check out Access Lab. And once again, that's accesslabcbd.com. Use our promo code GUY25 and they'll hook you up with that one white guy, one black guy discount.
All right, guys, we're back with another
one white guy
and one black guy.
Let's just start this episode off happy. So let's just talk about the Spider-Man trailer just came out.
Oh, yeah.
Before I get into my deep conspiracy theories and tell Biden to go fuck himself.
We'll end it with that.
Yeah. Dude, fucking looks dope.
I know, it does look pretty good.
I was digging into the Easter eggs all in the trailer, and like the big one that kind of stood out was that Doctor Strange in the trailer isn't really the real Doctor Strange. He's a variant. And that's why he was willing to manipulate everyone's mind.
You know what? He did look a little different.
And they said that. They said you could see like his hair's like more like slick back almost.
Looks more like, and he looks a little almost.
Bit yeah. Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah. So I was like, so that's why he was like so willing to manipulate time for Peter, and which calls the rip in the multiverse, or continues to rip the multiverse.
I like that. That makes sense.
So I'm like,
So
that's interesting. And then that's where like the black suit comes in.
Okay.
Because he has that black and gold suit, Spider-Man, which is supposed to be like a hybrid of Tony Stark's technology and Doctor Strange's magic, which is pretty cool.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
All I know is that this is supposed to kind of surround the Doctor Strange and Spider-Man kind of comic book, how they had that TV show as well, but they're trying to, it's totally different now, the way it looks, the way you're explaining it.
Because in the comics, they're finding the comics how like Peter gets called out by what's his name and all this shit, and they find out his true identity. But like also in the trailer, I got the chills when...
What was his name again?
Mysterio. But I also heard the other rumor is that it's actually not a deviant of Doctor Strange. It's actually the devil.
Mephisto?
Yeah.
Okay.
As Doctor Strange.
Really?
Yeah. And that's why he's willing to like do that and whatever. That's also another one. I was like, ooh. But what also gave me the chills is when Doc Ock pops up.
Oh, I know, at the end.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
I was like, oh my God.
And then you saw the what's the name?
The Green Goblin. The Goblin's ball. And the laugh. But people missed. There's
Jamie Foxx,
Electro's lightning's in it.
Mm-hmm.
The Sandman has a part where there's sand.
Yeah.
And everyone missed. I had to break, like, read deep into it. There's a part where you can hear the lizard's roar. The Amazing Spider-Man.
I didn't like that.
The
one.
Doctor, the lizard doctor or whatever.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
I love that one.
I didn't like that one. You did like that one. Yeah. Frank Tank was like, that one sucks.
Yeah, I love Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. I don't know why people hate on him, man.
I like Andrew Garfield. I did enjoy the movie. I didn't love it. Like, compared to, like...
See, I liked how they did that story. Like, what killed me about Tom Holland's Spider-Man was just how, like, Aunt May's, like... Don't get me wrong. I love looking at her, but, like, this hot gilf, almost.
Yeah. Grandma.
Hot aunt.
Grandmother. Okay, so what do you call that?
Elf?
Ilf?
Mm. And I want to fuck? And I like to...
I don't know if that works.
But there's a part where Peter's talking, and you can see the lizard's tail jumping towards him in the background.
Really? Okay.
And you can like hear his roar and shit. Yeah. So that it's like, here's the Sinister Six now.
Yeah, that is another thing that's going to pop up. Sinister Six will come out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I've read that instead of having like Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield in this one, it's actually going to be the next Spider-Man movie is going to be like the trilogy is going to start as the multiverse of bringing them back. They're supposed to, like, I read a hint that they're going to be like the Easter egg trailer. Like, after the movie, they're going to have a trailer, and it's going to show them coming in. I'd rather see them in this movie.
I would love to see
them. But I feel like they have to set up a big plot for the multiverse.
Gotcha.
So
you don't think they'll be in this unless it's going to be, like, an extra at the end?
I hope they're in this one. But my gut feeling is telling me they'll probably are just going to build the hype and set it up for the Easter egg at the end of the movie, another movie.
I hope so. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've been waiting around for a long time for any multiverse action, So I'll take what I can get, but mm-hmm. I better see one of those two motherfuckers in there.
Yes.
I don't care which one, but like I just don't see it going that way. How's Spider-Man going to fight all these guys, all these villains from each universe?
Without help.
Without help.
And so they're especially Doctor Strange is not really Doctor Strange.
No. Where is Doctor Strange, I wonder?
He can actually, I wouldn't be surprised if he's like got pulled by and
multiverse.
Well, Scarlet Witch. He went to go find her because remember she was messing with everyone's reality. Mm-hmm. So maybe he was like, I gotta go find her, and then like this evil variant was like, oh, let me slide in.
He was supposed to be in that movie, like in the show, series. Yeah.
But she's supposed to turn bad.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious.
Fuck, man, this is mind-boggling.
And then you have Shang-Chi coming out next week.
What, wait, that comes out next week?
Yeah, next Thursday.
Fuck.
Sorry. I got my cousin bought me a ticket already. I'm like, fuck, let's go.
I cannot wait, actually. Like, that one, I don't know anything about that. Like, even the comics and like that, like I really don't remember that being even in, like, the series. If I must have missed it.
This is, like, my first time really hearing about them.
Yeah.
But, like, I was, like, I got hyped, so I read into it. Yeah. But, like, the Ten Rings are almost, like, it's almost like the Infinity Stones powers, kind of. Not as intense.
Yeah.
But, like, they kind of do different things like that. And then there's, like, almost, like, it gives you more, like, superpowers, like, because then if you have a certain ring and give you, like, like ice strength. Powers, right, okay. And then one has like fire powers, and one has like reality, can manipulate reality, one can manipulate mind. Almost, yeah. So like if you control all 10, you're like almost unstoppable, okay. But they're not, as what I read, they're not as strong as the Infinity Stones by far.
All right, so this is something to think about. Did we see any of this inside of Loki? Remember they were going through the drawers? I would have to go back and check.
No, there was no rings.
Okay, I don't know.
Someone would have found that. And like, there's 10 fucking rings. I Easter egg every episode. Like, what Easter eggs did I miss and all this shit mm-hmm. for every episode, and they never brought that up. All
right.
You know these motherfucking nerds are just hours into this.
I'm talking
frame by frame, they probably look at every show. What happened?
So who's... Okay, so here's another one for you. Because it's brought up, and I don't know the answer to the question. But Kang the Conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
You know how he kind of looks like this other guy? I'm trying to think. You know, like Kang looked, he's like the big old big dude is it the three or six different things on his head? Is that Kang or is that someone else? Because I was always confused with who Kang was in
the comics or in the show.
There's another character. I think he had like the one of the Infinity Stones. He was like a big guy. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy. They kind of explained who that Celestial was
mm-hmm.
and how he got the stone from him. Now, Kang, to me, I thought Kang looked just like him, and I always thought that was Kang.
I don't think so, because Kang has nothing to do with Infinity Stones.
That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah,
he's a ancient, like, grew up in, like, the Stone Ages.
Okay.
But, like, developed technology, and then over time jumped, and then, like, all his technology is all,
took
like...
Tony Stark's idea from the jumpers?
Pretty much. Like, yeah. He has, like, all the time that manipulating abilities, and that's why, like, he's...
You know what I think? I think all this shit is just, like, it's changing because the way I read it in comics back in the day, and I say back in the day because mm-hmm. I'm showing my age here, 30, but 31, goddamn. It was one of those things where I'm like, now I'm seeing it. I'm like, yeah, this is going to happen. And then all of a sudden, something crazy different happens. So it's the universe is changing like crazy.
Well, I was just reading because I'm waiting for them to announce the fucking Disney Plus Vegeta show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
Well, Fox owns the rights to Dragon Ball, and Disney owns Fox, pretty much. So, they're in the early stages of developing a live-action Vegeta show, following him, like, as under Frieza's command and, like, the rise of him.
Yeah.
Before the first movie of, like, following Dragon Ball Z Kai. And, like, everything I read is, like, they're starting to build, like, the Dragon Ball Z universe and all that stuff and getting ready because that's the next big moneymaker besides Star Wars.
What? Dragon Ball? Dragon Ball Z, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
But a live action, a good one.
Yeah.
Not the stupid one.
Well,
that
remember
we saw.
I said this? Like, who could do a real live action when Sean was on? Like, who could...
I know.
Disney can.
Well, yeah, Disney can, but who's going to play him?
They'll find the right guy. They find the right guy for every slot.
Nah.
They do.
I mean, well, yeah, yes.
Every Marvel character they picked, every Star Wars character they picked to play that role has demolished it.
I know.
So I know, like...
Solo was, I love that movie.
So I know if they're going to do it, they're going to cast it right.
I don't know, man. I mean, not that I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, so I honestly don't know.
I know a lot of people are going to have, like, doubts. Like, they're going to screw it up. But, dude, just look what they did with fucking Thanos and the Marvel Universe. Like, they give every character the justice they deserve. So I can only imagine how good they're going to make Vegeta and like how dark he's going to be in the beginning before he turns like good and shit. I think it's going to be real good.
We'll see,
if they do it. But hey, everything right now is in early stages of science, so you probably want to see something to like 2023, if anything.
As long as I highly doubt DC would get this, but if DC, as long as DC don't get none of this, or Sony, like, you know, if they get like these pictures, they're just gonna fuck it up. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, luckily Disney owns it already.
Yeah. So. Well, Disney owns it already. I just hope, because I'm a big Dragon Ball Z fan. Dragon Ball, GT, I kind of dropped off.
GT's like a. I don't even know where that came in. That was just like a throwaway.
They started getting blue hair. They started getting green hair as different superpowers. And I've always wanted to see anything other than a Super Saiyan hair. Like,
well, no, the Dragon Ball GT is when they do Super Saiyan 4 and they're like a hybrid, like human monkey.
Yeah. Well, what's after that then?
That disappears and then it goes into Dragon Ball Super.
Super. Okay.
And that's when they become like, he hits Super Saiyan God. When they give him Super Saiyan all God. Five Super Saiyans, give him like the power of one Super Saiyan, and then Beerus they develop. Yeah. Then they develop the Super Saiyan Blue. And then after that, he develops Ultra Instinct. Ultra Instinct. The only green is Broly, the first ever Super Saiyan.
I'm looking at something right now. And I thought it was Broly at first.
Broly and the girl from Earth 9, like the different dimension of, or the different universe of our universe.
Yeah.
It's like a girl Broly. She's the only other one that turned green. Yeah, you never seen never watched this Dragon Ball Super, did you?
I never got into it because it started getting stupid.
I just watched this Dragon Ball Super series where they do the fight against it's like the top fighters from all the different universes fight in one showdown.
Okay.
And dude, it's some of the best fight scenes. And like when he hits that next level. When he fights Jiren and shit,
yeah,
it's fucking awesome.
See, his hair, like right now, his hair is blue.
That's his Super Saiyan blue. That's
the Super Saiyan God.
Yeah, it's okay. It's the step of controlling Super Saiyan God. So it's called Super Saiyan Blue. Hitting that level by yourself without help of anyone else, I believe, is what it is.
No, you got me fucked up with this whole Doctor Strange now, dude.
About what Doctor
Strange? The whole Doctor Strange thing, like this being a variant.
Yo,
now I can't stop thinking about
it. Yeah, because it's crazy.
I'm sorry, I'm not saying anything. I'm really, like, we shouldn't have talked about this, because now I'm going to go home and Marine's going to talk to me.
Dude, if I'm still at work, that's what I Google, man.
Is that what you
do? What Easter eggs leaked, what from the Spider-Man trailer or whatever trailer, then I dig into, like, that shit.
All right, enough. I need to Google search it, so I have something to talk to you about. Move on to your next thing. I feel like this is gonna be, like, a little lengthy talk here.
Not too lengthy. It's just... fucking crazy world, man.
Oh yeah,
what everything going on in Afghanistan and shit, and like just reading about how like how fucking stupid we were and just leaving everything, and like how this I don't give a fuck if they hear this shit or take it out, but like the Biden administration just fucking everything up and leaving fucking state-of-the-art weapons and technology it just seems like it's like they meant to do it. Like, oh no, we're pulling back. Yo, here's all our shit. Yo, get ready for this.
They didn't get all. They didn't even do it like a check. Like, you know, like a checklist. Like, all right, do we have everybody? Is everyone here?
Mm-hmm.
They just got what they could get left, and then there's like, you know what? We'll go back later and then get our guys. Equipment? What equipment? Like, motherfucker, you have a state of the art equipment over there. You need to bomb that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get rid of this. Make sure no one else can use it, or take it with you.
Who's that twat? Who's their speaker? Jen. Pulaski,
Jen Pulaski,
that redhead fucking twat. Someone asked her a question, they're like, well, what about all the Americans stranded in Afghanistan right now?
Well, I think and that's she, like, bad taste or something.
Yeah, she lost her temper, and we're not leaving anyone. How about the fucking article that just came out today about how there's 20 California students stranded in Afghanistan with 16 parents because they went on a fucking summer abroad trip? And now the people are just getting... I just seen multiple videos of this fucking, like, death squads of Taliban just fucking laying people out, beating them in the streets, stomping kids out, going door-to-door, finding an interpreter. Oh, what's his name? Paul, our boy Paul, who gave us the great picture.
Oh, yeah.
He just was in talks of trying to get an interpreter back that he knew and home, like, back here safe because they were going to kill him.
Yeah.
And they raised the money and got him out. Like, fucking props to fucking Paul because he's... He's a fucking man of action.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people just like to talk and bitch.
Nah, but we need men of action right now. I mean, men and women of action right now. We don't need anybody to have all talk. Because you can sit behind a camera, behind a mic, and not do shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Most people that do don't do anything. You know, it's all talk.
And this is a great point. Someone else posted this, but it's like, I wonder if the Taliban followed all CDC guidelines and vaccine mandates and all this shit. No, they didn't. And they're all perfectly fine.
So they didn't follow shit.
Well, they followed the rule of killing. That's all they follow.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. A lot of people in Afghanistan did not have the, even if they did need it,
there
was nothing available for them to get, which sucks.
And if this disease was so deadly, like people think, don't you think all of Afghanistan would be fucking wiped out by now?
I don't follow up on Afghanistan news, and I honestly don't know, because how much did they cover?
Sounds like a white disease to me, this fucking COVID.
Sounds like you guys, but not yet.
A made up white disease to control everyone else. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, you know, and if it is,
so I got my AR.
Damn, you fucking up, man. Yeah, the AR. You see COVID flying in the air? Pop, 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 still but coming.
It's just crazy, like, how fucking, it's just like everyone that's like for vaccine and masks and all this shit, it's just crazy how nasty to me, like, they get to someone that's like, I don't want a vaccine. I don't want to wear my mask.
I know.
You're killing everyone. But to me, I'm just like, well, you would have just fallen in line with all of Nazi Germany when they're like, well, Jews are bad. No. Fucking Jews are bad. Kill them all. And it's like, it brings me to my point. Like, this fucking
world. Some will say that's far-fetched, but I get the point he's trying to make.
Yeah, it's in line. But like, this one thing is like, I seen this girl who was like, yeah, I went to my family's house just to stir up trouble about these vaccines because she's all for them. And like, but she's like the typical like white fucking lib kind of thing,
okay,
where you're like, I need the attention and I'm going to speak my mind and say everything's bad. So yeah, people are like, oh my God, you're so right. Like, she's a people pleaser and does it for like, gotcha, likes on Instagram and attentions.
I know the type of person you're talking about.
And it's
about,
like,
yeah,
shut the fuck up.
My outlook on it is like, so with what we do have right now, the information we have right now is if you get the vaccine, you can still carry the disease, but you won't have symptoms. If you don't get the vaccine, you can get the symptoms and could die.
I think you can still get, you still get symptoms when you get COVID.
This is only what I know.
There's a lot of people that were like, what the fuck? I just got my vaccine and I'm fucking sick with COVID again. Now you're telling me I have to get a third booster shot?
I don't think anyone knows, and I think everyone is just running scared with it, and they're making decisions when it comes to them.
It's just fear porn. It's still fear, so you're just like, I'm going to die. I need it. Like
I have several friends, like several of my father's friends passed away. My boss, his brother-in-law passed away when first COVID came out, and it was like killed him in a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't say that it's definitely fear mongering when people put it the way it's being propaganda. I'm sorry, the way they're using it as propaganda,
yes,
to push it out. That's the problem that I have, where I'm like, all right, people can die from it, absolutely, but the numbers that you're seeing, I could put anything on Wikipedia right now, mm-hmm, and would you believe it? You know what I mean? Like,
everyone that dies from the flu each year, you can get hit by a car going, yeah, across the street. Yeah, you can die from anything.
Yeah.
But the fucking blow it out of proportion is just, and the fucking make this great country like crumble into a fucking fetal position.
Yeah.
It's just like, when's enough is enough, man?
I'll tell you one thing, man. Everything is meant to be sometimes, and we were meant to fall at some point, and it sucks that it's being like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything has its day, should I say. I'm not saying we were like, I knew we were like, going to.
It should be a wake up call when that, like, Europe, UK, like all them are turning to fucking Russia for help for the refugees coming out of Afghanistan.
You know why?
because we suck.
All. We left them all.
Yeah. Putin's like, I ain't taking those motherfuckers
fuck
in.
Yeah.
So it's just like, what the fuck, man?
You got Britain, you got basically all our allies are like, mm-hmm, yo, you know what? We're going to go to Russia. Well, China's already like, yeah, let's just go to Russia. Afghanistan's like, we're with Russia.
China's already building a fucking like a mining train going from Afghanistan to China for all the rare minerals in fucking Afghanistan.
They're doing a little trifecta here. They're all going to work together, and they're going to all be doing testing. Yeah. They're going to be doing a lot of that stuff together.
I'm sure Biden's collecting his 10% off of everything. That's why he allowed it.
Well, he'll be getting a little more 10% if things go south. If they were like, you know what? Let's fucking take them out of the picture. Let's you know what? Let's nookie them. Like, all right, let's nookie Thompson, whatever.
Nookie Thompson.
Yeah.
Biden's so fucking senile, he's just walking in the walls at this point.
I think, and hey, you guys hate me for saying that, but just get the older, really, really old white man out of the fucking White House. That's all I'm going to say.
All I'm going to say
is you keep putting these guys that are like fucking 82 years old in there and thinking they're going to remember what they fucking said last week.
Yeah, just remember the guy who was the most racist politician didn't get unracist in older age. Typically, you get more racist. So that's all I'm trying to say. Remember, he made the 99-3 crime bill.
I'll tell you this.
He told everyone he didn't want black people in, or kids in school with his white kids. You think this motherfucker really was like, you know what? I'm done doing that. Let's help him. Let's help him out.
And then he went back in an interview. He's like, "Well, I didn't say that when Kamala Harris was like, well, I didn't like when you said that." He's like, "Well, I didn't say that we shouldn't do it. I just said that's not something that we should do." Dude, I'm like, "What's the fucking difference?"
That lady, don't even.
She's crazy. I won't get you started.
She is dumber than a box of fucking bricks.
She is not.
She has no idea what she's doing. And we all know she got to her position by blowing her way through the top because she admitted in an interview that she believes that women should blow men to get to higher positions.
They're proving themselves to be very well. Come on, man.
But, like, everyone ignores that shit. And they're like, oh, no, it's cool. Nah. I'm just like, dude.
That's the thing. Everyone was like, yeah, let's get them in there. And now they're just like, oh, well, it could be worse. Like, fuck you guys.
We only have another.
Excuse my language, everyone.
We only have another 3 years and what? 5 months of this shit? Mm-hmm. It's okay.
It feels like it's been longer.
Dude, this might be the longest 7 months of a presidency like I've ever seen.
Because it's been chaotic the whole
time. Oh, my God.
If, you know, what did Littlefinger say? Chaos is a ladder, and they're climbing, dude.
Dude.
They really are. Sorry, Littlefinger. I mean, stuff from Game of Thrones.
Littlefinger.
Littlefinger, yeah. Why is that Littlefinger?
Dude. Creepy little bastard, that guy.
I'm telling you, man.
He would fit in right with this.
But who's the eunuch? The one who, like, made it throughout the whole series? People like us that like are kind of just like kind of quiet, don't speak too loud. Mm-hmm. We're not picking sides. I was like, that's going to be like us, where we're just going to survive on an island one day and be like, hey, you made it? Like, yeah, dude, I was fucking stupid.
Yeah. After all the nukes dropped, they're like, hey, we're going to we'll survive for another week after the radiation kills us. But other than that, good job.
Fucking eat that radiation for breakfast, man.
Dude, I'm about to go move to that fucking island where there's been no human contact for like hundreds of years until that reporter went.
The
fucking Jesus fucking guy went to try to make them like Christians. They fucking blew them up with arrows.
Yo, they had fucking sticks. They're like the red people, right?
They killed them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shot them with arrows and spears.
Yep.
I'm about to go move there.
Man, before you even got out the boat, man, they would have shot you right in the face with an arrow. They would have saw your skin and be like, nah, he took us from here.
That motherfucker put us here.
He's back. But nah, dude, like, you're right. The world is out of order. The only thing I can say right now is people got to keep their faith.
All I'm saying is, if Thanos showed up, I'd be one happy motherfucker. And if he's like, yo, I got these stones that could, like, rebalance the universe. Do you want to snap? I'd be like, fuck yeah, give me that glove. I'm snapping away.
He'd be like, nah, you know what? I'm going to send you with Hela.
He's going to be like, fuck, this guy's crazy, man. We got to get him out of here. Yeah. I'm like, give me that glove, motherfucker. I'll snap. I'll
come
do
here,
it.
Come here, little one. Fucking break your neck.
I'll grab his hand and be like, come on, little one.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you, the way they make Thanos look in the movie, I completely get why he did it. A lot of people are like, nah, the Avengers, man. I'm like, I get it, but the Avengers are just going around, just fighting everybody, blowing a whole bunch of shit up. Thanos is like, I'm not picking sides. I'm not picking this. I'm taking half of what needs to be taken because you guys are going to kill everything.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing in the Bible with God. God's like, hey, I'm going to rapture most of you guys up, and the rest of you guys can go kill each other if you want. And I'm like, all right. I picked Thanos now. And like, after my logic set in, you know,
I sit back and I'm like, was he really a bad guy?
He fought for, you know.
Like he says, what's he say? The strongest choices require the greatest will or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And the Avengers just couldn't see that.
Yeah.
They couldn't see that.
I see it.
I see it too, but like people are gonna call us insane for that.
Fuck them.
Genocide. Like I'm like, they didn't at kill them. Point, they wasn't like they got killed and slaughtered. They slowly just dissipated into the air, and they were fine.
They didn't know what happened. They came back. They're like, wait, what happened?
They were probably living in mansions, dude. Nice. Mansions of gold.
Yeah. Seems like a good time.
Fuck yeah, dude. But I don't know, man. That's just me talking.
At this point, we need fucking aliens to come by and be like, all right, we try to stay out of this, but you motherfuckers suck, so we got to step in.
Hear me out. So the government always likes to push agendas, right? Mm-hmm. In order to do that, it takes, years sometimes for them to push a certain agenda out, a little flash imaging, whatever. Like, every game we've played in the past pandemic, in the past year and a half, has been aliens. Have you noticed that?
What do you mean?
Like Fortnite. like Aliens, you know, other games, like there's mad games that have been coming out, movies just with straight aliens, and I'm like, I'm getting kind of tired of aliens. But then I thought about it, I'm like, are they programming us or something like that? Like, because, like, remember,
yeah, because they released all the declassified intel, which was bullshit. They really didn't release the real shit. They just, here's a little peek,
but the time, the timing
stroke though, just to get you guys off our back.
The timing was just, it was just uncanny. I'm like, so you guys do this around a pandemic, all this stuff that's happening, and you release aliens out to us. Like, that's not going to fucking brain fuck us enough.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
That, or they were like, oh, let's just throw them off our trail a little bit with these alien
that
shit.
That too. I don't know.
Then we'll re-push this fucking vaccine shit.
Dude, I don't know. There's a pattern, man. Look into it, man. Not look into it, but like,
yeah, I'm going to knock on the White House. Excuse me, assholes. One, you're fucking this country up, and two, I need to know about these aliens.
I want to know why they did it.
You know what I was thinking about today? And it could be something so simple, like we don't have the numbers or something. That's why, like, the right isn't pushing it. But, like, I just read a thing. Like, Trump got impeached over a phone call, supposedly. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, a trial and all this shit. But Biden's sitting comfy after fucking stranding Americans in Afghanistan.
I don't get
all this shit.
I don't get
And just dropping the ball since day fucking one. And, like, why aren't we fucking being like, all right, asshole, get the fuck out of here.
You know why?
Because they control everything.
Because they control everything. Also,
it's that old hag fucking Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi is puppeteering a little bit of it, but she's being puppeted, too, by someone else.
Hillary.
Yeah, Hillary's got her hand up her ass. Like,
yo, man. After Hillary lost that fucking election, she was like, all right.
Yo, she went ghost.
She went ghost, and she said, I'm going to control everything through the vaccines just how I wanted it. And how I look at it as, like, people don't realize, but every one of these motherfuckers are white, man, and they're beyond rich. All they're doing is setting up their bloodlines to stay in charge and be rich for years and years to come. But no one wants to look at that. They're like, no, they're trying to help us. That's why they're letting us say that there's a million different genders.
Yeah.
And that you can be a bisexual zebra with a wiener, but you can't be a boy. But I'll be a zebra. Like, what the fuck, man?
It's one of those things. I'll tell you this. I don't give a shit what anybody wants to be called. At the end of the day, we are all human. And that's the only thing that matters to me. And I'm sorry if I say someone's wrong vernacular, whatever you want to call it, the gender. You know, if they don't want to be a gender at all, they want to be non-binary. Dude, I don't care. I'm looking at you. You look pretty human to me. That is all that matters to me. I'm going to call you by your name respectfully, and if you get mad at that, then I think maybe what you're doing right now is causing some of the problem. And I'm not saying that to be mean to anyone, but a lot of people at the end of the day, anyone only wants to be human. So why make it a big deal sometimes when you go outside of that? You say you don't want me to put you in a box, but now you put yourself in a box.
It's because it's really all comes down to social media to me. Because
I'll tell you this.
Okay. To me, everyone that wants to create different genders here and there, they're all fucking whack jobs.
I mean, yeah.
At the end, they're fucking wackos. Yeah. There's male and female. And then you have whatever you want to think you are. Yeah. That's not true. Yeah. It's science.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I want to do it. But it's, if you look at it, it's they all do it on social media rants. No one's fucking really committed to it. They're just, I want to rant on social media about it because I'm offended.
Yeah.
Well, you're only offended because you want attention.
Yeah.
And you want likes because mommy and daddy weren't there for you.
Yeah.
That's all it fucking is.
I've had a chance to meet with many members from the LGBTQ. If I missed any, I'm sorry. But I've met plenty, and most of them, with being gay, being trans, they don't care about any of that, like, what you think. They don't really, like, have they been bullied? Yeah, absolutely.
All these guys been fucking bullied, though.
Who has been, bro. Like, I've been bullied for being black. Sorry.
Grow some fucking skin.
You know what I mean?
As long as you're contributing to society in a positive way, no one gives a fuck about what you do or what you want to be. Yeah. But once you start causing issues and fucking making people walk down some difficult path because you're fucking offended over some bullshit because you got a dick and now you want to be a girl. Like, no. It's not my problem. If I'm in line and you're behind me and you look like a dude, I'm like, yo, dude, back the fuck up. And you're like, I'm a female. Well, go fuck off. I don't care. Like, that's not my fault that you fucking look like a man.
The best thing to do is turn around and be like, either way, back up. Yeah. I don't care if you're a man or female, whatever you want to be called. I don't care.
Like, no one...
Human, back up.
Like, me, I don't give a fuck. But once you start making a scene about it,
yeah,
fuck that. Yeah. I'm over that shit now. Yeah. Or, like, if you want to cause a scene, I'm going to turn around and be like, fuck you, you're a dude, and if you want to fucking act like a dude, we'll go outside and settle it like a fucking dude. Because it's funny, because if you ever watch videos of these fuckers who were like, I'm a female, I'm a motherfucking female, and someone's like, okay, dude, they're like, all right, brother, you want to fucking go? Like, you straight went back to your fucking male roots real quick.
I've seen that. I have seen that. But then they're like, anyone can be tough. I'm like, I understand that, but, like, you can't pick one day when you want to be something else. And I know a lot. I've seen some people that have gone and changed back because they're like, yo, this is not what I wanted. Mm-hmm. This is not how I thought. Like, kids, too.
Yeah.
And today, you can't talk about that.
That dude.
And you will be fined for it, which is crazy. Like, you'll be fined.
It's crazy that they're allowing schools this shit. Like, teaching this shit. I'm just like, it just blows my mind.
It blows my mind. You know why? Because, number one, I've never seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, it's one of those things where I've been told this whole entire, like, I've been told by certain people, like, I don't want to be put in a box. I remember when I was like, don't call me African-American, call me black.
Yeah.
Why? What does it matter? African-American descent, black, brown, you can call me fucking
turquoise. Certainly everyone's African-American.
You can call me turquoise for all I care.
I mean, the first person came from fucking Africa.
Call me purple if you want. I don't fucking care. Yeah. Like, none of that, like, and that's just me. That is just me, mm-hmm. and you know, but you understand how I am. Like, none of that matters. At the end of the day, me and you still breathe the same. We bleed the same, you know, we fuck the same, you know.
All I care about is who or my friends are.
Yeah.
Who my family is and who's going to have my back at the end of the day.
That's really
you know what I mean?
Respect, really, at the end of the day. Respect. Yeah.
And if you want to act like a psychopath and push shit down people's throats and make them walk some path that you decided to fucking lay out, dude, game fucking over now.
Yeah.
Because I'll throw your fucking head through a brick wall.
I'll tell you one thing, though, but don't get too caught up in some of those things, because a lot of times it distracts you from who you need, you know, not know who you need to be, but, like, focusing on the person you want to be now.
It's gotten so bad that I won't even look through my social media fucking thing anymore. I'll throw a thing on my story, and it's just like, this is my views, so everyone fucking knows.
Yeah.
And if you want to push up something else, it's just not going to work.
How many times have you, like, saw a response, and this is to anything that, like, that's going on in the world, whether it be gender reassignments, whether it be like, even political battles. Like, how many times I wrote things, and I'm like, I have a paragraph, and then you know what? I'm like, you know what? And just delete
it. Dude, almost every other, like, just delete it. The last few days with the Afghanistan shit, I've been throwing a lot of shit on my story, so I'm just like, how can't you, like, how is this not eye-opening to you everyone at this point? Like, no one gives, like, if I voted for fucking Biden, and after seeing this shit, I'd be like, fuck, man, I fucked up big time.
Yeah. Well,
let's put it on the record straight, I never fucking voted for the guy.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm
but, like, if I did, after that shit, I'd be like,
yeah,
all right, this dude's fucking not doing too well here.
I'll tell you one thing, as hard as it is, don't get caught up in these worldly things right now, because they are distracting you from who we need to be.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's my thing. I get caught up, and I'm on the fucking internet looking at this shit.
Then I'm like, who's really looking at this shit on my social media? I'm not reaching millions of people.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, like, why am I really posting it? Really just to
get it,
like,
out.
Almost, yeah. Like, this is where I stand, so everyone knows. I don't want to see, I don't really give a fuck what you think. Like, mm-hmm. this is where I stand. And, like, at the end of the day, it's just like, why do I do it? Who fucking knows?
To lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink unless you fucking grab him by the neck and hold him in there until he stops kicking.
And you got a throat chop.
So he can't breathe. Yeah, yeah. I got you, man.
He's going to be honest now. We won't get any LGBT communities yelling at the white guy, but we will get a PETA guy for that comment.
Yeah. No, probably PETA will fucking bust through this basement fucking floor right now, man. But we just want to get some things off our chest.
I just need a rant, man.
Well,
I'm getting a big rant because I'm just fucking like, ugh. It's crazy to me.
Yeah, once I stopped worrying about it, I noticed my anger for a lot of, like, my temper has come down. I'm not as quick to respond because I used to be like, fuck you, you're stupid, that's dumb. And now I'm just like, I understand. All right, cool. Now I understand why you think that way. I will either still steer clear from you or I just won't bring those conversations up because I know, you know, you talk to someone and then you won't change your mind. That's okay. That's okay, because like, you're not gonna win every battle, but sometimes it's just one of those things where you just kind of have to be like, people are fucking different. Some people are stupid. Yeah. Some people are, you know, like, this and that, you know, and that's okay, because that's how we were made. We were all made the same, but different in little qualities. So if we have a little chemical imbound, I'm glad. I don't think I have one.
I'm pretty sure I do.
But yeah. But everyone has different chemical imbounds, and I don't know why it makes up a different genetic, you know. You know, look on people, but I don't know. Let's just talk.
Yeah, so pretty much to sum it up, we don't give a fuck what you are or what you do.
We love you either way.
As long as you don't force your shit down my throat on crazy shit, then I don't really give a fuck.
Just like I won't force anything on you.
Yeah, just be a fucking positive person and do your job and contribute to society. And no one's going to have an issue with anything.
Yeah.
But once you're like, ugh.
It, with anything.
You know what I mean?
I know you're not just talking about one thing. I know you're talking about with anything. Political, whether it's gender.
Vaccines. Like, dude, I'm the biggest anti-vaccine person, anti-mask person.
Yeah.
But I don't walk around and fucking stop into a person who's wearing a mask down the street.
Take that bullshit off.
Breathe some fresh air. Like, no. In my head, I'm like, look at this fucking whack job.
Yeah.
But I keep it to myself because it's my opinion and I don't need to force it on anyone.
Absolutely not.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's one of the things. When you start doing that, like, caring about the little shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's just like, now, like, because you have a house now. You're about your fiance. Now you're starting to be like, I need to start worrying about my family. I need to get my family on the same page. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can start branching off from there. You know, because, like, you know, your kid grows up and next thing you know, he's running around talking to some kid and you're like, they'll tell some other kid off, and you'd be like, damn, son, I was proud of you, man. That's something dad would say, you know, versus just, trying to be hard, because this kid, your girl, does she have different outlooks on you, or is it pretty similar?
Pretty similar.
My girl, completely different.
Yeah, that's why we're so, like, on the same page of everything. Like, her views are pretty much the same as my views. And it's crazy to say, but just in today's world, dude, I guarantee this shit has ended more relationships than anyone can count.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Weak, though.
Those
people are weak.
Before I met my fiance, I was like talking to this girl, and she's like, I work for the Democrat Party, blah, blah, blah. And like, she would just hound me about being a Republican and a cop. And like, I'm like,
it's a stigma they put on you.
And I'm like, did you hear me say anything bad about you and your party at all yet? No. And what did I say when you brought it up? I said, if we were ever to go out on dates or anything like that, we just don't talk politics.
That's it.
And that's it. But, like, she couldn't understand that mentality and all this shit. I'm like, why? Like, why do you have to force everything? You know what I mean? Like, same thing. Like, no one gives a fuck if you're gay or whatever.
No one cares.
No one cares in today's world.
Respectfully.
Like, there's more gay people than you can count in today's world. No one gives a fuck until you just start forcing these crazy motherfucking beliefs on people. And then it's just like, all right, you're inconveniencing my simple life. Like, all I want to do is work, come home to my family, and try to make something out of my life. But once you start fucking inconveniencing me for stupid little shit, that's when I'm going to get my gloves down.
It's like one of those things where it's like, look, I'm trying to learn you. Learn me.
Yeah.
Respect me. Yeah. I respect you. And like, it's okay that you're different. I'm different from you.
You believe that there should be all these different, like, just example. Like, you believe there should be all these different genders. Well, I believe there's only a male and a female.
That's okay.
If you can't accept that, well, I can't accept your shit.
And I honestly do believe that. I believe that it needs to be understanding. Like I said, and I'll take it back. There was a time where, white people didn't think black people were deserving.
Yeah.
And obviously that changed. We had to learn. It's like, oh, fuck, these guys aren't too different, man. They're just a little bit darker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Got a little extra sun.
Yeah, man. Oh, they don't get sunburn, man. Fucking good for them. You know what I mean?
Fucking jealous.
I know. But that's how I think if people were a little more understanding, I think they could take this situation and just learn to not fight. That would be the thing right there. It's just no one needs to fight about it.
Mm-hmm.
But people need to understand you need to respect boundaries just like I respect boundaries. And that's really his boundaries.
Like if some dude came up to me and was like, and I was like, yo, dude. And he was like, excuse me, not to be rude, but like, I identify as a female and I would really appreciate it if you called me by this instead of dude.
Or my name.
Yeah. No fucking problem. Whatever.
That freak out, I'm like, calm down.
What's it going to do to me? Like, to break your balls? Nothing.
Yeah.
Just because I don't believe in it, I don't need to break your balls about it. But once you're like, you need to tell me that. Motherfucker, I will punch you in the face.
All right.
If you want to start
getting. You want some of this?
Yeah.
You want
a knuckle sandwich?
You want it? Huh? I got two of them.
I know. Packed and ready for chicks.
I know you wanted to say
it. Well, Joe Dirt. But, like, that's all it is. And it's just like, for some reason, in today's world, every motherfucker needs to fucking force something down someone's throat. And it's just.
Dude, eventually everyone's going to get tired of it and it's going to fucking. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's crazy.
I'm hungry, dude.
What are we at? What time-wise?
What are we at? Damn it. I think we're at like 25, 30. You know how I do.
Give me a pause real quick. My cousin's about to be up front. I'm going to take a hit and end it on a high note.
You might as well just give me one white guy, one black guy.
You want to end it now then?
Give me one white guy, one black guy.
One white guy.
One black guy.
Oh, you're still recording? I thought you paused.
Oh, no, I'm still recording.
Oh, shit. All right. On that note, that's one white guy.
And one black guy.